Hi, welcome to another episode of Pulse on Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today I've got Miguel Mendoza. He's marketing manager out at Micrel, and he's working with their automotive systems group. And we're going to talk today about motors in automotive systems, and they'll probably talk about the direction Micrel's taking in that space. Isn't that right, Miguel? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Alex. Welcome to be. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, the pleasure is ours. We're always looking for people to talk about power from about every aspect. And frankly, when you talk about motors, any discussion about motors involves power, right?
That's correct. And if I could just start this kind of more from the perspective of Micrel. Micrel's making a big push to get into automotive. We're using our internal processes to enable us to get into more of automotive outside the, what most people know in Micrel as for LDOs. One of the areas that the products that I manage is into the MOSFET drivers, which is what is used to drive the MOSFETs for that drive, like the motors, for example, brush motors or three-phase brushless DC motors. What we're seeing now is there's more adoption of electronics in automobiles. And specifically, there's a lot more adoption now of brushless DC motors, which for us is a great thing since it requires a lot more control algorithms compared to the brush motors. But with that, you get the efficiency, the fact that you get more torque for the same wattage compared to the brush motors. You also have the longevity, since the only mechanical parts that are actually being the friction is through the bearings, and there's no and so you have the longevity, and then also the size, which reduces your weight. And then for automobiles, that's very key in regards to fuel efficiency, since weight is one of the in a sense one of the coefficients or one of the units that that increases your or reduces, depending on if it's your light car or a heavy car, your fuel economy.
Exactly, exactly. Now, and recognizing, obviously, that the first challenge in designing into automotive systems is the slow adoption rate of the automotive industry, what are the other challenges in designing into that space?
Well, one of the challenges that we're at this point is getting our customers, which is either the OEMs or the Tier 1 or Tier 3 customers, to move away from the historical relays and start adopting some more solid state, like, for example, the MOSFETs or for real high voltage, like the IGBTs. So getting them to feel comfortable with solid state, for a lot of these guys, they're moving away from a mechanical switch to an electronical switch. So it's a whole new skill set.
Exactly.
And one of the things that also you have to bring about, so if you're going to, for example, use a brushless DC, which I believe is going to be more ubiquitous in the next, 5 to 10 years, it does require some control algorithms because at that point, you have to, find where the rotor position is at. You also have to control the torque versus voltage to maintain speed. So there's a little bit much more control algorithms. But now that microprocessors are so inexpensive and so widely used, it's becoming much easier for the adoption for brushless DC motors. And for Micrel, for our perspective, we're the analog to the digital side. So, for example, the microcontroller can effectively control a motor through our MOSFET drivers. We also have the switching regulators as well as the linear regulators to provide, to regulate the power for the for all the digital devices. So we bring a lot of analog and into the motor control area. But the micro, that's really what's making it, become much easier for our customer base to move away from the historical either brush motors or even some of the cable or hydraulic type of systems.
Well, and that's another unique thing about cars. I shouldn't say unique. I should say more novel, is that you're integrating so many different systems with radically different core technologies. Like you have a brake system that involves hydraulics, electromechanical, advanced sensors, and in many cases now advanced logic in the case of traction control and other systems.
Correct. Yeah. So, one of the things that, at least from my perspective, what I'm seeing is as you start to move away from, say, the mechanical, like the hydraulic systems, now when you add a little bit more solid state, now there's a lot more feedback. So with the feedback, you can actually do a lot more, utilize more things. For example, you can recapture some of the energy, or you can break much more intelligently. So you don't, so you have much more control even through some of the weather conditions and all. So in a sense, our cars are becoming much more intelligent, and then that's the fact that we're adding much more, and more sensors, a lot more control systems, and a lot more. Effectively a lot more feedback loops with much more integration in regards to more computing power in the vehicle. So for us, all that digital products or all the digital blocks require some kind of analog content to regulate the power, to protect against faults, to take low voltage to high voltage, for example, like our MOSFET drivers. So there's a lot of opportunities for Micro, and that's why we're excited about it. And the fact that we have our own processes, so that means we can maintain the reliability, the quality, and the also the efficiency efficiency is really the key thing, right? So
right. Well, at least for our audience at this moment.
That's correct. Yeah. So.
Well,
for
on
us,
the other
yeah.
side, if I may jump in, Mikhail.
Sure.
At this point, though, I think a lot of it is a case of the community wants to move forward and acquire these newer systems and integrate these newer systems, but there is some severe resistance from the automotive industry as a whole, because obviously they are cautious. But even with that in mind, what products do you currently offer to address existing solutions so that the audience who can implement them?
So right now, what we're very strong in as far as we have a lot of the LDOs that are already automotive qualified that we're currently selling into the market space. We also have switching regulators that we're selling into the market space. We also recently released a few years back of these high voltage switching regulators that can take account for some of the voltage spikes caused by the alternator or the engine noise or the noisy environment that's inside of an automobile. So the power needs to withstand a lot of noise, a lot of signal and a lot of transients. So we have devices now that are high voltage devices that could, in a sense, take all that load and provide a very clean power signal for the digital devices. So those are the areas that right now we're addressing now. But we're growing our portfolio. We do have, for example, Ethernet communication that's also getting some stronghold in some of the newer type of cars. Some of the guys are innovating, getting away from the traditional CAN and LIN type of protocol. They're moving into the higher bandwidth Ethernet to reduce, to get more bandwidth and to reduce the weight in regards to cabling.
That's a very good point as well. And don't forget, Miguel, as well, the cars are going to migrate into the Internet of Things and almost certainly as hybrid and electric vehicles into the smart grid. So automobiles will continue to be the playground where everybody has to play with all of the different toys. Because once you start talking about, intelligent infotainment systems that then either talk to the grid if it's a hybrid vehicle or an electric plug-in vehicle to know where the next station is or to help that station charge it most effectively, to the navigation systems and the mapping programs that may exist on the customer's cell phone for even.
Correct. I mean, definitely the connectivity aspect of the automobiles has increased dramatically. I mean, it's definitely a place where I think there's a lot of energy and a lot of focus being put to create a new an environment that allows us to not only move from A to B, but also be able to communicate with our family members or for work, and without hindering our drivability. So I think there's a lot of focus going into that area, and then definitely that's another area that we serve. We do have a lot of, for example, supervisory devices. We do have, some of the temp sensors that are used, throughout the entire vehicle to feedback, potential faults by not allowing things get overheated. We also have, for example, backlight LED drivers as well. So and a lot of, for example, we do some PMIC devices as well as straight alone front-end powered modules as well. So there's a lot of opportunities for Micrel, and that's why automotive is one of our biggest focus as far as in the industry. And as like I said earlier, as much as the OEMs start to migrate more and more towards adding more solid state to automobiles, you know, we have a bigger in a sense blocks that we can address.
Exactly.
Compared to today's market.
Well, and it's a moving target. So, Miguel, do you have any final thoughts for our audience before we close out the show?
I just want to just encourage our customers to, you know, there's a lot of devices that are very unique, and oftentimes, you know, they don't find the automotive qualification spec on there. But since we can always, if it's done with our own process, we can definitely go that direction. Typically, the qual takes about 6 months. So I would just want to encourage our customers and also, you know, that if they like something, please let us know. I mean, we have a breadth of products, and obviously we're kind of pick and choosing our products that we go through the automotive qualms, and it is somewhat of a time commitment. But we're always willing to address even more devices than what we currently have that are rated for automotive.
Gotcha, Miguel. So thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. Automotive is always a good space to talk about because, as I said before, it's a moving target. The vehicles are advancing, the core technologies are advancing, and, of course, the implementations are advancing. So keeping a handle on the solutions available is always useful. So thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you, Alex. I really appreciate it. Looking forward to the next segment.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely drag you back in the future, and obviously some of your colleagues. And, of course, I'd like to thank everybody out there in the audience for taking the time to be with us. We wouldn't be here without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Paul for Pault on Power. Have a great day.